USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A caravan with thousands of migrants is on its way to the southern U.S. border.
Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since last June, with Mexican police providing an escort and ensuring the highway remains accessible. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives has ended a resolution to censure Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib over her comments about the war between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. The Michigan Democrat had nearly two dozen Republicans join Democrats to kill the motion without debate. Negotiators will be back at it again today to try to end the Hollywood actor strike. Talks between SAG-AFTRA and the major studios continued well into last night, with artificial intelligence being a major hurdle. Folks from both sides say the talks are heading in the right direction and that a tentative deal could be reached within a week. National Security spokesperson John Kirby is reporting civilians are beginning to evacuate war-torn Gaza through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. The crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed on a maximum number allowed to leave. Only 500 people may cross daily. Former fiery Indiana University men's basketball coach Bobby Knight has died at the age of 83. The family announced last night, "It's with heavy hearts that we share that Coach Bob Knight passed away at his home in Bloomington, surrounded by his family." Thanks for listening, my friend. USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Would you want to buy a haunted house? You'd be surprised what people think.
Turns out, most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase one that was haunted, as long as it was in good condition, a good location, and it was affordable, or maybe it had some other big appeal. Some people actually want a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% say they were more likely to buy a house if it was labeled as haunted. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden was on the campaign trail yesterday.
President Biden visiting Minnesota and emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
It's about making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. The president emphasized that young people in these regions should have opportunities for employment without having to leave their homes. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is meeting the presidents of Chile and the Dominican Republic this afternoon in the Oval Office. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.